What's up, Schmodown fans? Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Schmodown. I'm Star Wars champion, Andrew DiMolanta.
And I'm Nikki DiMolanta.
Three matches to go over this week. Free agency is...
upon us.
It's upon us, I believe. So corruption has passed. Swag and corruption have both passed on dropping and picking up players.
At the time that we're recording this, suspects are up.
Yeah.
So we'll see if I get dropped.
I don't know.
Maybe. You don't know.
No. I mean, you haven't even played yet.
Exactly. I don't know.
They know your worth. I'm pretty sure they know your worth.
Aw.
Yeah.
Look at him gassing me up. Know my worth.
Yeah. I think they'd be foolish to drop you, especially since they haven't seen what you can really do. We'll see what happens. Do you odds over under on anybody dropping and picking up a new player?
I mean, without having the full rosters in front of me, because I cannot remember the entirety of everybody's rosters.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm human. The only person I could see maybe dropping people, I could maybe see Dungeon, maybe like dropping Jericho.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe and celebrities.
Then, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I know there were some people that after, well, I mean, we'll get to the Flickinger match, but
yeah.
I know there were some people that were talking about some of the... it's personalities that were like bigger names, maybe not having the time of commitment and blah, blah, blah. But they're good to have in the league as a presence.
Yeah.
But I could see maybe because I don't even think Jericho wants to play. I don't know what's going on with that with, you know, the Dungeon. So I could maybe see the Dungeon dropping people and trying to maybe scout out the FCL.
Yeah. And there's, you know, trades can happen too. So
that's
I don't know.
True.
I think the trade deadline is August.
Don't know.
I believe. Somebody will correct me in the comments below, but yeah, so it doesn't mean these rosters will change because there's a second free agency coming around soon too. So
yeah,
I think it's 25% chance over under if somebody gets dropped and picked up.
Yeah.
I don't know who some players may be like, hey, my schedule has changed. I'm going to be able to commit to this as much as I would have hoped.
Maybe.
So you go ahead and drop me and pick somebody up.
Maybe.
So we'll see what happens. But I don't think it's very likely the rosters change much, if at all, this time around.
No. I don't think it'll be very much.
I think at this point, anything that might happen will be a trade of sorts.
Yeah.
So that's free agency. I don't know if there's anything else happening. I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't know. Tournaments. But those have already been announced. So.
And cutscenes. We'll get to the cutscenes when we get to them. So let's go ahead and just jump into the first match.
So... we have got, we start with a Star Wars match.
That's right.
But there is an opening scene in it. It's not, you know, it pertains to the Star Wars match. We have an opening scene and it was Adam, Witt, and Kaiser, and they were practicing and whatever. And Kaiser kept on throwing him questions that were like Star Trek and not Star Wars, but, you know.
Other movies,
Other movies that maybe just have the word star in it, or I don't know. And then all of a sudden, Thomas Harper hacks his way in. Beep, beep, boop, boop. And he hacks his way into their call. And I took a note. He said two things that made me laugh. So I took a note of both of them. Yeah. I thought it was very funny that he said, hello, boyos. Arguably one of the funniest lines in Star Wars.
Hello, boyos.
In the entire universe of Star Wars. And then he called them soup sandwiches. And I thought that was great. So I don't think I'd ever heard that before.
If he came up with that himself... good.
He's a genius.
That's fantastic.
Soup sandwiches. That was great.
That's awesome.
But yeah, no, he hacks in and, you know, they're doing their trash talk, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So it was a fun, lighthearted, you know.
Yeah. One production note, though, like his audio sounded strangely like it was slowed down, but it was
played. It sounded like modulated.
Yeah, it sounded a little modulated. I'm not sure if that was on purpose or not.
Yeah, I was like, I don't remember his voice being like this.
No. No. It's like his voice does not sound like that. So it might have been something to, I don't know.
Maybe it was because he was a hacker.
No, but it's like at the beginning, maybe keep it for the when he's starting to creep into the thing, but then let it go because.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of odd.
It was a little strange. I mean, if it was done on purpose, then. I don't get the reason behind it, but if it was just something that happened in
he was like
the edit,
wearing a mask or something, so we didn't know who he was.
If it was something that happened in the edit while exporting the footage and whatever, then it's like, oh, well, we got to let it go because we're behind schedule or whatever.
Let it go.
Yeah. So I just thought that was a little odd for his audio to be a little modulated. So.
And in any case, he still delivered two Fantastic lines. Yeah. So I'm not mad at it. It was a fun
and a
line.
Lot of Star Wars quotes in this. It's like, boys.
Oh my goodness.
Boys, cut it out, please. Oh you might be giving away answers.
Well, no. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure that. But I have an issue when people saturate scenes with quotes, but that's my personal issue, and that's for me to work out. Yeah. That's
I can't say anything.
Fault.
Me and Alice did a cutscene that was full of Star Wars, of an entire, basically an entire scene.
It was loosely based on the quotes of the scene. Yeah.
So I can't say anything.
That's my issue that I'll work out on my own. Don't worry about me. So we've got Adam, the razor wit of the dungeon, versus, I don't know if it's the Major Thomas Harper.
Thomas the Major Harper.
Of the Den, round one. Adam Witt missed a question. I don't know if it was the very first question or whatever, but he missed a question about Obi-Wan's call sign at the beginning of episode 3.
Red leader.
And then he also missed a question about, because he
said commander.
And then the other question he missed was, what was Poe demoted to in The Last Jedi when he was just being the crazy captain. Fly boy and he was demoted to a captain? But
He confused it what he was demoted from.
Yeah. And then Harper got a perfect round and he got the bonus. Mm-hmm. So by the end of round one, it was 8-10 in favor of Harper. Round two. Thomas goes first. He spins Empire. He decides to stick with it. Mm-hmm. He goes multiple choice once. And it was that one quote about on Dagobah, what is Luke sense when he senses the tree cave?
Yeah.
And it was like cold and what?
What?
And he did go to multiple choice. He really thought it out. He worked it out. But, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Take however much time you need to take as long as you get the question right. So he got it right. And one thing I know that I saw a lot of people commenting about was, he's using his board a lot. That probably won't fly in the studio. It's like, I don't see why not.
I think people are like, oh, they take the boards away in the second round. No, they don't.
I mean, back in the day, it did. Like,
but
Marzonia would pop out and be like, give me those boards.
I think they did away with that because, one, sometimes players request their boards being from them the entire time.
People are more visual. Some people are, you know.
And two, it cuts down on production time to stop and edit that out. And it's like.
Yeah. And I feel like I saw somebody else in another match that there was like a multi-part question and they were like writing things down. And it's like sometimes that helps to be able to see
it. I think Thomas actually did this for his multiple choice. He said, repeat the question or either the question or the option. And he actually wrote all through them down and he looked at them and he settled on death. So it's like. Yeah, and from what I can remember of my studio match, they didn't take the boards away. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure the boards were there the entire time.
I don't remember.
But
in any case, it worked for him, and he got the question right, so good for him. Adam goes, he spins Rogue One, and he decides, listen, I've spun away from things in the past, and it's bitten me in my butt, and so I'm going to stick with it.
Learning from past mistakes, and I'll get into this after this match, but he did a lot of that. In this match.
So spins Rogue One, stays with it. Mm-hmm. And he got a perfect round two. So I guess it kind of worked. Mm-hmm. By the end of round two, 18-20 in favor of Thomas still. Mm-hmm. Round three, 2-pointer for Adam. Clone Wars film. What year was the Clone Wars film movie released? Clone Wars film movie? The Clone Wars movie release. It was 2008.
Clone Wars film movie.
The film movie.
Wouldn't that be crazy if that was the actual title?
I wouldn't be surprised with that movie. He got it right. 2-pointer for Thomas, Jedi Order, and Attack of the Clones. We learn that Obi-Wan hates Hutt.
This is a weird, like, that's the an order question. It just happens to be about somebody in the, that's.
Yeah, I thought it was an oddly categorized question.
That's an oddly categorized question. It's like.
Any question about any Jedi could be Jedi Order. technically.
I don't know. It could have been easily like Attack of the Clones or I don't know. That was just weird because you're expecting like name this Jedi Master on blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Not like, hey, what is Obi-Wan afraid of or what does Obi-Wan hate?
It's
like,
But I mean, you're not wrong. It is Jedi Order.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It is about a Jedi Master that ends up on the council, but.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
3-pointer for Adam. Revenge. On what planet did Jedi Isla Sakura die during Order 66? Felucia. He got it right. Mm-hmm. That feels like a Jedi Order question.
Yeah, that does.
3-pointer for Thomas, Solo. Enfys Nest and the Cloud Riders make a final stand against Crimson Dawn on what planet? Sabarine. He got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, down to the 5-pointers.
5-pointer for Thomas.
Nope, Adam.
Adam, sorry. I'm not listening. Don't pay attention to me.
Adam gets the Phantom Menace. Name the character Sofia Coppola found herself playing after she visited the set of episode 1. Sace. He got it. 5-pointer for Thomas. Okay, here we go, Thomas.
Now it comes down to the 5-pointer.
And here we go. Funny how Shmominati works. We come back to Empire. What type of blaster does Boba Fett use in the film?
EE3 carbine rifle.
EE3 carbine blaster, carbine blaster rifle, whatever you want to call it. He got it right. But before we end the match there, Kaiser decides to pull a Di Malanta and challenges the answer after the winner was declared.
Can we make that a thing, please? Please, please, please.
He challenged it and he was like, hey man, Boba Fett's one of my favorite characters and I have the action figure, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's actually a Sacrose K-11. And they deliberated whatever. Mm-hmm. In any case, long story short, it was overruled. So the EE3 carbine stood as it were, as it was, 28-30 in favor of Thomas taking it home.
I think their reasoning was that, like, yes, Boba Fett does use that weapon. Mm-hmm. However, we were looking for this one, the one he uses in Empire. And the one he uses in Empire, for people that pay attention, it is the EE3 carbine.
Mm.
So,
yes.
The one they were specifically looking, and this is one of those cases where this question was pointed enough, like it was like, oh, in the Empire Strikes Back, what weapon does he use? It's like, yep,
that's a lot of people use a lot of different weapons, but
This is the exact one they were looking for.
Adam Witt showed a significant improvement.
Yes, I want to touch on that because the one thing about the Star Wars division that makes it different than other ones, you can put in a lot of work and your work will show because, again, it's so focused.
Mm-hmm.
In other divisions, especially the singles and teams, it's very hard because, again, here are the movies. This one, the way you improve in the division is learn from your mistakes and try not to repeat them again. Adam did that and then some.
Yes.
Because his past couple matches, I think what really hurt him was jumping the gun. It's like, yep, it's this. And then writing it, and it's something that I think all Star Wars competitors struggle with.
It's a very easy mistake to make.
Yeah, because I think what competitors, sometimes fans think speed is flexing. It's like, no, I'll flex with my score. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, I'll flex by winning.
Yeah, it's like they think fast answers means you're a better competitor. It's like, no,
not
sometimes, sometimes taking your time and thinking about the question makes you the better competitor. And Adam did that so well. I was so impressed. Like, he is being insanely careful.
Very good
about stopping himself, thinking about the question and going, yep, that's the answer. He took almost the entire 15 for each question.
Yeah.
And the improvement from his last two matches, you can see just all over the place. Like, I was very, like, and almost everybody is talking mostly about Adam.
Yeah.
Then the guy that got the win with Harper.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people were, because a lot of people were expecting Thomas to take this one.
Yeah.
And so I feel like he delivered and it was like, yep, that's Thomas. But let's talk about the, you know, improvement from Adam Witt. You know, he's coming for it. He's definitely like a strong competitor now. He's proved himself as a veteran, blah, blah, blah. And it was a very apparent improvement.
Yeah, and it just sucks that he's now 0-3.
Yeah.
Not just in the Star Wars division, he has yet to win, period, in the Star Wars, in the Schmodown.
Yeah.
So he has yet to, and people are like, God, I just want him to win once. And it doesn't get any easier when he goes into the tournament because he's going up against another Dragon player.
Yeah.
So he's got to keep working because it's not going to get any easier. It doesn't get any easier for anybody in the division.
No, that's for sure.
So I was just very impressed of how far he's come since his first couple matches. Like, he's being so insanely careful. And sometimes that's what you need.
Exactly. And I don't know. I feel like I heard somebody say it one time. I don't know if it was Shannon. I don't know. I feel like I heard somebody say, like, you don't get extra points for having JTEs left.
Yeah,
you don't get extra points for answering within 3 seconds of the question being asked. Mm-hmm. You don't get extra bonus points for that kind of stuff. Those are tools for you to use.
Yeah.
And if you take all 15 seconds for every question you get, well, you're playing smart. So
no matter how long you take to answer a question, the score is going to be the same at the end of the match.
You don't get 3 points for having all three of your JTEs left. Yeah. You don't get a point for having a challenge left on the table.
Yeah.
None of that matters. Mm-hmm. I do. It is funny when people equate fast answers with better player. And it's like, no, not necessarily. Not.
Sometimes fast answers cost you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Trying to flex sometimes costs you.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's exciting to see this match. It was a tighter match than I think a lot of people were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Because Adam's play was a bit different in the last tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see what happens with Zach, because we have yet to see Zach debut in the Schmodown. So with this improvement from Adam, Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, Adam definitely is coming to play this time. Not that he wasn't last time, yeah. but he's like,
he's a little bit more
I'm
focused.
Still
this
here.
Time.
Yeah. Like, I might, the mm-hmm. record might not be where I want it to be.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure. I don't remember. It's been a while since we watched this match. I don't know how many times people mention 0-2, but I feel like I've heard that a lot in the past. I don't know if I heard that.
I'm tired of hearing an 0-2.
I don't know if I heard that very much when, in this match.
But, yeah, I mean, you know? Sometimes, I don't know, some people say an 0-2 record can, you know, time to hang up the shoes or whatever and go home and quit. Yeah. I mean, I've never heard that before.
I've never heard anybody mention that before. That's maybe that's why it wasn't really mentioned a lot
Yeah,
here.
Maybe not. I mean, it's crazy how much people say that an 0-2 record will cripple you as a competitor, and you'll never make it if you're 0-2.
Oh boy.
Is that glare too much for you guys? I'm sorry.
Oh no.
Sorry.
Oh boy. In any case, it is very true with Adam that this record,
he's
better than what this is showing.
Yeah. And like, you know, his record before is like, maybe it is reflective of him, blah, blah, blah. But again, improvement will say wonders about who you are as a competitor. And exactly. He showed really good improvement.
How you pick yourself up and mm-hmm. how you get back in the game. And let's face it, he went against Thomas Harper, like the golden boy of the Star Wars division right now. I mean, everybody was ready to give him the belt before he was even debuted.
Yeah.
So, you know, him coming in, it was like, oh my God, this guy's beaten Alex Damon like 58 times.
Yeah, he's
going to
steamroll over Adam. And it's like, no, Adam just didn't roll over and show him his belly. He fought to the very end.
Brought him to his five. Yeah. Adam only missed two questions, and I guarantee mm-hmm. you that after the match he was like, I knew those, like I made a silly mistake, you know, maybe it was, you know, beginning of the match jitters, who knows.
I think that the second one was more of like, ah,
yeah,
I confused it with Commander. But as far as Thomas Harper goes, all this talk going in this match, I mean, drafted first Star Wars player off the board in the draft.
Yes.
I believe one spot before me.
Yes, I believe so.
And all this talk like, oh, he's beaten Alex Damon four times. He's going to blow through this this division. You might as well give him the belt now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's good.
Deal.
He's the real deal.
That's for sure.
And we never said that he wouldn't be. I just went, let's see how he does. That's all I said about these Dragon Con players. That apparent divide. And this was one of those matches where it was one of the rookie phenoms coming in from Dragon Con players against an established Star Wars player.
Right.
How are they going to do? I never said that they couldn't cut it. I just wanted to see how are they going to do? Because it's a different format. And he delivered. But he had one small little, I hate to say, hiccup. He had a check down once. And I bet he's even like, ugh.
After the fact, probably. After hindsight's fact, always 20-20.
Yeah, he's probably just like, ugh, I had to go to multiple choice once.
Well, and
that's all he's probably thinking about.
I think I think she even mm-hmm. said, I know he's over there kicking himself about going to multiple choice. And you know he probably was.
And then this is no stretch on any of the other Dragon players. I was trying to keep my ears to the ground and see, you know, where they're going and see what they're saying on after shows. He, to me, Thomas Harper, struck me as the one that was that was fully aware of what he was going to need to do and fully aware of how this game works.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with this play today on this match, I was like, yep, this is exactly what I was expecting. I expected him to, because he was just as careful as Adam.
Oh, yeah.
With the check down writing on his board. I mean, he did pretty much, it might be a thing of his where he has to physically see it down. He did everything possible to make sure he got the right answer.
He used everything at his disposal.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah. And he didn't jump the gun. He thought about his answers. I believe he did a repeat on his five pointer to be 100. I'm pretty sure he knew it right away. He's like, let me.
Well, that was a perfectly Dragon Con-esque question.
Yeah. And it's like, all right, let me just repeat it. And let me write it down. Make sure I'm 100% right. Because you don't want to be like, oh yeah, it's this. And then whoops, there goes the match.
Mm-hmm.
He is everything as advertised.
Oh yeah.
So we'll see how he does. He is in the tournament. He's going against Whiteley.
That's true.
My faction mate. So got a tough road for Eric. But Eric is preparing, and we're doing everything we can to help him out. Because this isn't now seeing how Harper can play. It's like, God, nobody has an easy path anymore.
Yeah. Oh,
there's no easy path in the Star Wars division anymore.
Not at all.
So
no. Exciting match.
Exciting match. I mean, this is all the Star Wars division is going to be now. It's like it comes down to the five pointer unless mm-hmm. you stumble and steal a few in the second round. But it's going to, there's, I'm almost venturing to say almost every match in the tournament or every match going forward after this point, because I think almost all the rookies except for you
and Zach
have debuted.
I think so. So Mara's still lurking around out there.
Yeah, but
don't know if she's actually going to dip her toes in because of she's got a belt to worry about.
I look at Mara differently because she knows how the game is and she's experienced those game jitters and stuff.
Right. She's played Schmodown before.
Yeah. People like you and Zach, you have to feel that.
Yeah.
And I think everybody other Star Wars competitors like, all right, I know how this goes now. Now it's really time to come to play. So I think we're going to see a lot of matches like this in the Star Wars vision going forward. Every match is going to be like this.
Probably.
So exciting stuff.
Yes.
We'll see if any of them come out to challenge for the belt. We'll see.
We shall see. Soon enough, because I think that, we are a mere month or less away from the Star Wars tournament.
Yes.
So
it's happening in May, right?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
I don't know what the first date of it is. But yeah, no, I think it's in a mere month. So excited to see how all that plays out. Excited to play along, scribbling on my board, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm excited to see when you debut. Come on now.
God. Next match.
Got her.
The next match, we do have an opening scene. Oh, we've got Andrew Guy going to visit Mark Ellis' house to get, trained up.
Yeah.
That was a fun, very fun cutscene.
It was.
Because you get, door-to-door salesman Andrew Guy just letting himself into the backyard.
Just walks into the apartment and it's like sniffing the curtain. He's just like, oh, I didn't see you there. It's like he's sitting right there.
And Mark is very bothered.
Yeah. It's like, not right now.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. Andrew Guy is a treasure. If I said it once, I said it a million times.
And may I say adventure? This is the first cutscene we ever seen Mark Ellis in.
I feel like it is.
It's like, man, I want to see more of these. Cause,
yeah.
Yeah.
And also the Molly the dog got to make an appearance. And that's always welcome in my book. So it was really fun because I don't remember ever seeing Ellis in a cutscene, although we're probably wrong. In my head, it's the first time.
Yeah, my head, No, I'm sorry. In the early seasons when they were title holders and when he was actually competitors, I'm pretty sure there were a couple of cutscenes.
Whatever.
There. But in this era.
In a very long time.
Yes. First time, long time.
Hey-o! My God.
The League. Shout out to League fans.
Oh, man. Watch the League. If you like football and or fantasy sports.
Yes.
Good time.
Or just comedy. Fun time.
Okay. So we have a singles match. We have King Khan of the Finstock Exchange.
King Khan. What was that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make myself. I don't know. Anyways, he plays John Flickinger of the Dungeon. Oh, man.
And from what I hear, they've been trying to get John Flickinger to compete for years. They got Stuckman, who was another movie review buddy of theirs, years ago in season 3 or 4. I think it was 4. 3 or 4.
Too busy hitting the weights.
Yeah, but Stuckman did all right, I believe. Yeah, he won his match and just never saw him again.
Yeah.
Because I think they're both in Ohio. Yeah, so I think that's why we never saw Stuckman again.
True, because it, digital age.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah.
Wasn't a thing.
Yeah. So, and it's perfect right now because I think at least one of the competitors is like out of the country, I believe.
I think there's somebody.
Yeah. Either one or two that are actually not in the U.S.
And I'm pretty sure that there's at least an FCL member or two that's not in the U.S.
Yeah.
So
like, I hope we don't get rid of digital because your top three Star Wars competitors don't live in L.A. Your champ doesn't live in
your top. I mean, I don't want to, but 4 of your biggest Star Wars names. You've got you that is not in California. You've got Alex Damon, who's in Georgia. You got Molly Damon, who's in Georgia. You got Laura Kelly, who's in Chicago,
Illinois, yeah.
Right? So Star Wars division is pretty spread out.
Don't ever get rid of digital.
I don't think Sean Sullivan lives in California. Wait,
he does.
He does live in California.
He doesn't live in LA.
Why do I think he lives somewhere else that wasn't California? I don't know. My bad.
But
sorry,
anyway.
Sean, if you're listening, I'm sure. Sorry.
Perfect time to get Flickinger in. He'd been dying to get him into the league for years. And just now is the perfect opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And then Khan, it's fun because when the draft was happening, I guess Gucci was like, I'm drafting this kid. King Khan.
Yeah.
And Christian was like, who? So the whole thing was, it was kind of like, oh, he doesn't even remember my name. But guess what? I'm going to make you remember my name,
yeah,
baby. So let's dive in. Mm-hmm. So we've got Finstock Exchange Dungeon, round one. Flickinger. Flick. We'll call him Flick. Pick. Flick.
Just call him, yeah.
Flickinger.
Flickinger. Or he just call him John.
John. He missed a question about She's Out of My League and The Expendables. Mm-hmm. Khan missed a question about National Lampoon's Vacation.
Oh.
By the end of round one, it was 6-7 in favor of Khan.
I think Khan was, he said Christmas Vacation. It was just
something like that. One of the other lampoons.
Yeah.
I don't know which one. I think I've seen one of those.
I can't.
European.
I think I accidentally saw the Las Vegas one.
Accidentally?
Yeah, wait. Like it was on TV.
Maybe I saw maybe the Las Vegas one was the one I saw.
Yeah. I think it was just on TV. I was like, oh, this seems, yeah.
I think I saw the Las Vegas one, actually, now that you say it.
I think it was, yeah.
Obviously, my socks weren't knocked off by it. I don't remember. Round two. Khan spins Matt and Ben.
Matt and Ben.
Decides to stick with it. Goes to multiple choice once. Matt Damon. Got it right. Matt Damon. Flickinger spins away from biopics and oof gets Festival Darlings.
Oh, God, I think he... That God, Festival of Darlings, man. It
can really be the kiss of death sometimes, as we see here.
Yeah.
He goes to multiple choice four times. Aren't there only four questions?
There's only four questions in the single digit.
So he goes to multiple choice every time. He missed two. One was stolen. Yeah, one was not. The other two, he got them right through multiple choice. So by the end of round two, the gap widens a little bit. It's 8-15 in favor of Khan. Mm-hmm. Round three, two-pointer for Flick. Tom Hanks, who stars alongside Tom Hanks as the gifted inmate John Coffey in The Green Mile? Michael Clark Duncan. Got it right.
Duncan. Don't do it. No. I thought you were going to do something else.
Oh, I don't know what you thought I was
going to do. I'm not even going to say it because I don't want you to do it.
I'm intrigued. I thought.
No, I'm fine with whipping.
The way you dunked made me think of that slow, awkward whip. I don't know what you thought of.
Whipping, I have no mind. I don't mind at all. It's just don't.
We're that slow whip is from a vine.
Yeah.
Anybody out there watch vines from time to time just to lift your spirits? That one kid who is dancing to Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Snoop. He just does like a whole 360 and just slow whips. That kid kills me every time. I can't wait to ask you later what you thought I was going to do.
Yeah.
Because then I'm going to do it.
Write in the comment section.
See whatever it was.
Just write in the comment
section. I don't
section.
Even know.
Pretty sure everybody knows what I'm talking about. Hopefully.
Three-pointer for Flick comedies. In what 2004 comedy featuring Chris Parnell and Fred Willard will you hear the line is so damn hot? Milk was a bad choice.
Come on.
I know this one hurts.
Flickinger.
He missed it. That one hurt
this
to miss.
This is, I think, where inflection... like if you say it the way the
it's
line
so
is
damn
so,
hot milk was a bad choice
milk was a bad choice
yeah you say, you it, like say that. It like him
yeah
like you're in a glass case of emotion then it might give you a bit of a like that's why I feel that you could have a hard time if you ever retired and got on the desk for Star Wars matches reading things like Yoda or like the character
I would totally give answers away.
But he missed it. Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. My question is, if you just said Anchorman, is that cool? Or you need to have The Legend of Ron Burgundy? I don't know if it distinguishes it from the second one.
I think it distinguishes it from the second one.
I don't know. Because I definitely was like, Anchorman, duh, but I didn't say The Legend of Ron Burgundy. So maybe I'm the
I mean, a-hole. You can challenge either way, but I think they would have accepted Anchorman.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Five-pointer for Flickinger. Uh-oh. Oscars. For what film did Anna Paquin win her Oscar?
I always forget Anna Paquin won an Oscar. I always forget that.
Yeah, me too. Anyways, he was just like, hey, I don't know, congratulations, you got it.
Not even a guess. Yeah.
So the answer was The Piano. He missed it 10-15 in favor of Khan and the Finstock Exchange with yet another, what I think the fourth
TKO.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them rookies.
Right.
So
one was John Rocco over Liz Shannon Miller. The other were,
it was
Raddus Lieberman, and Khan.
Yeah.
So, damn.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are saying in the comments, I heard that they're like, oh man, John just like Flickinger's not even trying. Like what are we doing?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he was a later picked up competitor. I think he was in the 10th or 11th round that he got picked up. Mm. It was a non-televised pick.
Oh, how embarrassing.
So,
who's a non-televised pick?
But, yeah, it sucks. I mean, he was doing well. He's doing well, but then he hits a category that didn't like.
Yeah.
Had a multiple choice every single time. Yeah. Got 1 point out of the second round, and then just it seemed like he just like I mean, you know,
just kind of checked out.
Just checked out after that and didn't even try to hit his 5-point question.
I mean, yeah.
I get what people are saying. It's like, God, just drop him and whatever. But it's like, I don't know. Maybe this was just one. It's like, hey, let's give it a try and see what it's like.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would be like the Christian and Mark would love to have him back and like, sure. Hey, just brush up a little bit on your categories here and there.
You already love movies and we know that you have a great, fun personality. Yeah. So maybe just watch a couple more and pay attention a little bit more.
Yeah. Take a couple more energy drinks and stay up all night, watch all films all day, every day.
Yeah. Take your laptop to the gym and watch a movie while you're getting gains.
Ask them to put a movie on in front of your weights, watch it and put subtitles on. I don't know.
That's what I do. I've got a TV in front of our treadmill.
Yeah.
I'm just running and running and running.
Running the Star Wars.
Hate running, but that, you know.
Star Wars makes it better.
It's the only way I do it. I pretend that I'm running along with Rey on Jakku. You know, it actually does help. Because I'm like, I can't stop. Rey must be tired too. So I can't stop because she can't. That's what I did during Rogue One. I was like, oh yeah, man.
Like you're running away from,
oh my God. Jin and Cassian are probably so tired, so I can't stop either.
if they don't keep running, the Death Star plans don't get to the Alliance.
Exactly. I got to run these plans over to there, so I'm going to keep going. I'm not giving up.
Yeah. And Khan, good showing. Had to check down a couple times, you know, missed a couple, missed one in the first, checked down once in the second, and just didn't need the answer in the third because, I mean, knockouts don't, like, necessarily tell the full story sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've had this conversation several times.
I know where you're going with this.
Of like, aside from one knockout that the exchange has had, the rest of them are over rookies.
Right.
And not to say that they're, like, to get a TKO, you have to come to play. It's not like either of you can, you can't miss everything that your opponent's missing and then magically knock them out in the third.
Yeah, you have to do well enough to put yourself in the position to have it. To get a TKO.
Yeah, so like having a TKO on your record is something to be impressed by. It's something to say about the competitors. But it also has to say about your opponent's play. Maybe they just didn't match you.
Maybe they hit Festival Darlings and got 1 point.
Yeah, exactly. So it is impressive that all these workers are getting TKOs.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, you also have, being devil's advocate here, meaning like maybe their competitor just didn't show up that day. So
I mean, there's always, you know, there's always a way to argue it either way. But yeah, there's no way that you're going to get a TKO if you're just kind of scratching by.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You have to be playing. You have to be coming to play too. You have to be able to put yourself in the position to have enough points to widen that gap enough to get that TKO or the knockout if you're so lucky.
You have to capitalize on the opportunities in the second round for steals.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where a lot of your points come from in the second round is steals.
Exactly.
So.
Isn't that what Lieberman did when they gave her horror?
Yeah.
Him? I don't remember who he went against. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
Whoops. Well, whoever he went. Oh, no. I'm so embarrassed. No. But I think,
Oh, no. He went against the Cube.
Oh, right. Tingle.
Yeah, Tingle.
How did I forget? I'm embarrassed.
That's a memorable name.
That's a fun name.
Yeah. But yeah, like the exchange just keeps rolling there in second.
Can you imagine if Bradley Tingle made an ASMR channel? Oh, get Tingles with Tingle?
Oh man, somebody tweet this at him. Say,
watch him just like slowly solve a Rubik's Cube in front of a microphone. I bet there's people that would be into that.
Yeah. I mean, I would. I like the sound of the speed cube being turned.
Yeah. Imagine that for the marketing, the branding.
Somebody tweet at Tingle, like Tingle with Tingles. He can whisper movie quotes, and that's his way of studying.
Yeah. I mean, he's like a super smart dude. Maybe you do like an educational ASMR channel.
$1 million idea.
So that while you're sleeping, Tangle, he's like teaching you stuff, and then you get smarter.
Yeah.
While sleeping.
He can whisper movie facts and movie quotes and stuff like, oh, this movie was directed by this person. It was released in this.
Explain to me how to solve
it. If you don't start a Tingle, we're going to start it.
Under your name.
Under your name.
And we're gonna trademark it so you can't take it.
If you don't do it, I'm gonna do it.
I'm kidding. So anyway, no, it was a really fun match. Very excited because, you know, with this strong of a start from the Finstock exchange, it's kind of like, okay, well, let's keep this momentum going.
Yeah,
you know, because you start out with this many TKOs and it's kind of like, all right. Well,
the expectations,
are we gonna keep getting these TKOs?
Yeah, expectations continue to rise.
Exactly.
And once you get past your first and second match, you're not going to be facing scrubs anymore.
Yeah.
So the opportunity, we said it before, opportunity for knockout points, kind of goes out the window when you go up against bigger main players. I mean, Liz Trenton-Miller got knocked out by John Rocha.
She also was going against John Rocha.
It's John Rocha. So, so we'll see what happens with the exchange. I think they're in second now, 1 point above
the Mercs. Oh, yes. I think you're right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. The last we looked, at least. I don't know.
Yeah. Because our only wins for the Mercs, I believe, is my match and then somebody else. No, we have three wins.
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith, my match, and then Shazam, I believe, is the wins we have.
Right, because we've seen the Shazam match. I'm like, did you just give something away?
No, we've already seen it. Whoops.
I was like doing
We don't know stuff.
What? I don't
know what you're talking about.
Just making sure, just fact checking here.
Anyway, so good match. I hope we don't see the last of Flickinger because it was a different side of him that I'd like seeing because I'm so used to his big energy, blah, 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 blah. Ah, this is a big explosion directed by, like, he's a really big personality on his channel and it's such a different energy. I like seeing that.
Yeah.
So I would like to see him again in this aspect.
Fingies crossed. We'll see. I don't know.
Don't go Flickinger.
But I think we're definitely going to see Khan again. I mean, you don't get a TKO and then just fade into the background. Yeah. So we're
going to see a lot of this. It's just going to be hard to get people matches because there's so many people.
Yeah.
There's so many competitors.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Next match. What do we got here? What do we got? Third match. Okay. So we got an opening scene and we've got Jay Washington talking to Chandru. And, you know, very interesting because Chandru is just flip of the switch, just like, oh, Winston's great.
I don't have to be nice to people. Why did that turn into Yoda?
I don't know.
What am I doing?
I don't know.
Anyways,
get a little Yoda-ish. But yeah, no, he's like, well, I don't have to. I mean, Winston's okay. He's all right.
He's letting me do what I want? Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Maybe he's not such a bad guy. I mean, my plan didn't work, but he's cool, I guess. Sorry, Jay.
Yeah, so he's all on board with this, you know, the swag drip drip.
Yeah, and he's like, well, look at Laura. She's not even talking about Shan anymore, not talking about corruption. And, you know, it's all cool. I'm going to go study, you know. I'm just, Winston told me to study.
Bye, Dre.
Okay, bye. Got to go study. I don't know why we gave him that voice.
I don't know either. I'm sorry, Chandra.
I don't know. It just kind of seems like, flipped a switch so quickly. He's like, well, Winston's fine, I guess. I don't know what I was doing. I guess I was just
having don't mean to do that to you, Chandra.
I was just having a bad day. Case of the Mondays. Winston's all right. And Jay was very much like,
don't worry about it, man.
It's cool. Don't worry. Like, we're fine. And he was like, too chill about it kind of thing.
Yeah, so Chandra leaves.
Got to go study. He's got homework. And then Jay's like, I told you. I told you. And then the next thing you know, Miss Graceface pops into the frame.
Madam President.
And she's like, yeah, man, you told me. You told me that Chandra was going to flip back. You told me that Laura was going to flip. You told me all these things and you delivered on your word on all these things. So you know what? Congratulations, Mr. Commissioner. So,
she forces Clark Wolf to the desk.
Yeah.
And in her place, she places Winston. Jay Washington. Wow.
No, Winston's managing Chandra and giving him homework. We have Jay Washington as the new commissioner.
Yeah.
Very excited. The urban gladiator himself is now the commissioner.
I was curious. It's like, where are they going with this? Like, okay. And I'm more curious to see, like, where's Jay going? Like, it seems like he has some ideas that he wants to put into place to, like, get the one up on some people. Same with Grace. She's making money moves to get the one up on people.
Yeah.
So.
And it seems like they kind of are almost on the same page and getting the same vibe from both of them, kind of.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens to come and see what ideas Jay has in store for the Schmodown and for the factions.
Okay, so we got the godfather, Drew McQueenie, making his triumphant return to the Schmodown. He's representing the usual suspects versus the delinquent Lon Harris, who is representing, of course, Swag. Round one. Drew missed a question about transcendence.
Mm-hmm.
Lon got a perfect round.
Yeah. Bouncing back from, you know, his not-so-great round one in the number one contender match.
Absolutely. And he got the bonus. So 7-9 in favor of Lon.
Doing well.
Round two. Drew spins romance.
Oh, romance.
Decides to stick with it.
Yeah.
You know, like we said before, hindsight is always 20/20. I know somebody in the comments was like, man, Sam really should have talked him out of romance. But what?
I don't know.
In the moment, how do you know?
A manager can only do so much to convince their competitors. It's just the competitors will do what they want.
Yeah, no, Drew seemed pretty much like, I'm cool with this.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't go exactly the way he probably would have wanted it to. He went to multiple choice twice, missed one, was not stolen, got the other one. And then he had a big old two-point miss.
Yeah.
That was also not stolen.
Yeah. So, misses, but fortunate enough, so they were...
bury him.
Yeah. The damage wasn't as bad as it could have been if Lon would have stolen those points.
Lon goes. He spins away from Paul Newman, gets Scarlett Johansson. ScarJo. Multiple choice twice, got them both.
Yeah. And that one of those questions, I think they were thinking about challenging because they're asking for the name of the operating system.
And it's like her or whatever.
In her. Yeah. But it's like, no, the operating system's name is this. And the name that you were looking for was the name she takes on. Mm. I haven't seen her, so I don't know.
I mean,
I heard great things about it. I really should watch it. I've heard really good things about it. But it's just one of those things like, let it go.
You're already in the lead.
Yeah.
You got the point.
I think if Drew had got a better second round, I think then they pulled the trigger on that. It's like, all right, so give me another question or... Yeah.
But then you take the risk of maybe I don't know the next question they give me. And then I look like a dummy.
Yeah, and that's one thing. This is a tricky situation where he's like, I'm not sure. Let me check on the multiple choice. Like, well, now I'm pretty sure that I should have gotten 2 points because the wording of the question was funky.
Yeah.
So.
But the wording of questions is also subjective, just as the difficulty of the question is.
Exactly.
So some people might be like, oh, duh, it's this, with no problem. Yeah. Meanwhile, other people are like, I'm on the same page with Lon. It's kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, because not everybody, their heads don't immediately go to the same place when you hear a question. Sometimes, some people are like, yeah, it's this. And it's like, yep, they got it. They got it. We're what we're trying to put down.
Yeah, we've definitely seen this happen before.
Yeah.
Where people are like, I knew what they were asking. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the problem was.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of this movie.
Yeah, so. It's just a tricky situation. It's like, do you challenge, don't you challenge? You're up, so don't even bother.
Yeah, you're up. You're going to risk you're going to take the risk of not knowing the next question they give you. And then you, yeah. 10 to 15 in favor of Lon. Round 3, 2-pointer for Drew. Spielberg, who plays the character of Albert Johnson, also known as Mr. in The Color Purple? Danny Glover. He got it. 3-pointer for Drew. Classics. 1943's Casablanca was directed by who? Whom? Michael Curtiz. Got it.
I think that's one of my favorite classics. Classic. I have the Blu-ray of it. Mm. Like the box, the fancy box.
It is fancy.
The fancy box set thing, and it costs like $80 or something like that. No, it wasn't like a $20 buy at Walmart. It was like a fancy.
It wasn't a bargain buy.
No, it wasn't like, hey, Casablanca.
Huge vat of DVDs.
You got it for Christmas for me.
Oh, maybe I did.
Yeah, it was fast. Like, oh, yeah, Casablanca. I love Casablanca.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It's in here somewhere.
I thought it was out.
No, we had to. It's here.
Oh.
Yeah. See that thing.
Check it. Yeah, because I think we didn't want. I think our daughter, our dear sweet daughter, took an interest in it one day, and we're like, actually, no.
And all my Blu-rays are in here because you clear the shelves and all
just
that.
Just love to stack them up on the floor and throw them around.
Yeah.
2-pointer for Lon.
Sorry, tangents.
Brad Pitt. Ooh! Brad Pitt received his first Oscar nomination for what Terry Gilliam sci-fi film? 12 Monkeys.
12 Monkeys.
Got it. Okay, 5-pointer for Drew. Remakes and reboots. Joey King plays Brooklyn Harding, Michael Caine's granddaughter, in what 2010 film also featuring Morgan Freeman? Unfortunately, he did miss it. I think it was Going In Style. I think I got autocorrected. Going In Style. I think it
going
makes
in style.
It sounds yeah. that makes more sense.
Yes.
He did miss it. So 15 to 17 in favor of Lon Harris. Ooh. Taking a big W over The Godfather. God,
big W, bouncing back from that rough it was a rough day for him in that number one contender match against Shazam.
Yeah.
So, and you could see it all over his face, and it's like, man, I really wish I could have been done better. And he bounces back, gets a, and McQueenie, I don't think he's rusty. I just think he just didn't get the questions that he wanted.
I mean, if you don't know the question, you don't know the question. Yeah. And that's not a matter of being rusty. It's just, oh no, you hit me in a blind spot.
Yeah. And it was just a rough day for him.
Yeah.
I don't think he needs to shake off the rust. He's still a dangerous competitor.
Oh yeah.
And I don't think he's on a team because it's Liz and Ethan that are on a team. It's your faction, Mitch. You know more about this faction than I do.
Sure. I mean, he's not in a team that's in the tournament or going to be, you know, bracket. Yeah, that was announced. Yeah, no, he's not in the team in the tournament. So I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? I don't think currently.
Yeah, I mean, when the singles tournament does come in, I imagine the top three signings are going to go into that tournament. So you're going to see Drew McQueenie again.
Yeah. I would like to think so.
And might I say, like, his promo, he's like, oh, last time I was here, I was wearing this jacket.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic.
He is glowing.
Yeah.
Positively. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the man, never talked to him, but I'm just so proud of him.
Yeah. It probably wasn't easy to lose all that weight.
No.
Yeah,
and lots of self-discipline.
He looks fantastic. I'm pretty sure he feels fantastic. And
yes,
yeah,
I feel like that's what's more striking to me. It's just he just seems like a new person.
Yeah,
so that's always exciting.
Yeah, so I wouldn't take this loss like, oh look, McQueenie's rusty. He's been away from the game for a year. It's like, no, man. I mean, you play the game. It's just if you don't know the question, you don't know it.
Exactly.
So you just got to brush up on a couple things here and there. And he'll be good to go. And I doubt, you know, being on the faction with like Ethan and Liz and being managed by Sam Levine, I think they just look at it. It's like, all right, this is what we need to catch up on.
Exactly.
So turn around, pick yourself up. We'll see you in the next match.
Yeah. And who knows? Maybe that'll make people underestimate him, be like, oh, yeah, this guy's rusty. He's not, you know.
Maybe, yeah.
So go ahead, sleep on him. It's whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And Swag stops bleeding. Because they were on a rough patch for the past couple of matches. Like, oh, just couldn't stop the bleeding. Couldn't stop it.
And didn't they just get a -1?
Yeah.
With, you know, the con match. No.
Flick.
What am I thinking of?
Was it Shazam? Can't remember. There's so many matches.
I feel like there was just
I think we need to print out, like, the rosters and put it on our desk. Like, oh, where are they? Or screen cap it.
I feel like it was like right there in my head. And then as soon as I said it, it just fell out.
It's not Star Wars. Don't worry about it.
He's finally catching on. We did it.
They stopped the bleeding. And it just seems like when they're getting all their, you know, the people that are just like.
Tingle.
Know, yeah. That's who it was. Thank you.
Lieberman and Tingle.
Yeah. So it's like they're firing all cylinders. Like Lon's performing now. Laura and Chandra are like on the same page now. Everybody's on
down
the same,
with the drip.
Yeah, they're down with the drip. Everybody's on the same page, and it seems like Swag is picking themselves up after a kind of a rocky start.
Yeah.
So excited to see what's going on.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's see what we have going on this week.
This week.
Ready? Well, because
steady go.
Monday the 19th. Okay. So Wednesday the 21st. We're going to get a singles match between Jessica Schloth of The Den versus Beth May of the Quirky Mercs.
What's her nickname? It's like...
I don't remember.
Mayhem? Did they go with Mayhem?
Mayhem.
We had discussions.
Mayhem.
There was a couple bouncing around and somebody said it's going to be May.
That's hilarious.
And I'm like, please go with that.
That's hilarious.
And they didn't go with that. I'm like, come on. Come on. It was right there. It was right there. I'm like, come on. But yeah.
It's hilarious.
Rookie making her debut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Thursday the 22nd, we have another two rookies making their debut. We've got Jacoby Bancroft of the Stars versus Jacob Blunden of Corruption.
One of these two, I think, is the one that I was thinking about that was in the fan leagues and was forced to retire.
Who knows?
Because somebody commented on our last video. He's like, hey, I think you might be thinking of this player.
That Griffin wasn't in the fan leagues. He was just in something else.
Yeah. So it was, I think it was one of these competitors that I was thinking of.
Maybe.
So, yeah.
Maybe.
Correction. Thank you for the correction in the comments.
And then Friday the 23rd, we get Ben Goddard of The Den versus JTE of the Finstock Exchange. JTE
makes his return to the Schmodown officially in the singles division.
We get to see Gadded again. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been.
And then, actually, on Saturday the 24th, we get the free-for-all.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about this.
Free-for-all 40 competitors. Oh, man. I'm excited. I'm excited to see who all is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I haven't heard anything, by the way. I have no idea which competitors are in mine.
Same. I mean, I can make my educated guesses. Yeah, I can tell you for sure it's not me.
I mean, if we had to guess, Liz Shannon Miller, Ethan Irwin, Drew McQueenie, and then a rookie, maybe.
Yeah.
For, you know, the Mercs, you can only assume, why wouldn't you have Bibiana in there?
Why wouldn't you have Brendan?
Brendan Meyer. Maybe Perry, and then somebody else.
Yeah.
So we'll see. There's four spots. We got plenty of singles players.
Oh yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Very exciting.
I'm excited. The free for all is an event like no other. Especially if this was live, I'd be watching it live.
Oh man.
Like if it was like the last free for all in like that one theater, that huge screen. It's like, oh my god, that's so cool. Good. Some of the best shots and promos. Like
that JTE shot.
That JTE shot from
perfect.
Looking at the screen, it's like, yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is the schmodown right there.
That is one of the one best shot. Shots. And then also the William Bibiani, peace. Like, yeah. I think about that a lot.
And the one like when he's doing this.
Yes.
Or he when he clears the board and he like, mm-hmm. he just turns around like, hey, so look, all of them are gone.
So
like,
many good moments.
So many moments come from
I can't from watch the end of The Phantom Menace. I don't hear Boss Nass. I hear Bibiani.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of it sucks that it's not like a live event, and like free for all is one of those rare things where like I have to watch it live because it's so good.
And it's going to be exciting to see what kind of reveals happen, how they handle the reveals since it's not physical, and you know,
yeah,
since it's a digital.
I do not envy the crew on this one of the show, the technical crew, because this I can't gotta imagine. Be hard. To like, I don't think it will be live. I'm not sure.
I would almost hope not.
If it's live, it's like, God rest your souls, guys. You go drink a cold one afterwards because you deserve it. Because that, even if it's not live, it's like, I can't imagine like wrangling that many people. Like, all right, you need to jump in now.
Because, yeah.
You know,
you jump in now. This person's in the backstage area.
Yeah, you're on deck. You're on deck to go backstage.
Yeah.
Like you have this window of opportunity. Like, all right, text them, go get
40 in people. And then you got to worry about having, I don't know. Do you have our managers involved? Probably not. And then you got to have the announcers there. Yeah. The PJ is going to be in the background. If you got Jen doing the post-match stuff,
she's got to be there to watch.
So it's just a lot of stuff to coordinate. So I almost hope it's not live just to take a little bit of pressure off of the crew.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's up to them. They know what they can handle. So it's not their first rodeo.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Very exciting. So what is that? 4 matches this week? Make sure I go all the way down. Okay. I think I got everything. Yes. I think that's it.
That's it. Big, big, big event coming up. Really excited. Because again, free for all, it's so good. I think free for all is an event that hooks a lot of people. Like if you watch one live, like one pay-per-view or one event of the year, watch the free for all.
It's fantastic. You get introduced to so many people so quickly, so many personalities.
Yeah, and you get
so it's a great gateway.
You get like a nice little introduction to like this is basically how the first round goes for the showdown. So get hooked. That's the way to get hooked. Show if you have friends who are like movie trivia, what? It's like watch this. Just watch it.
Yeah,
it's awesome. All right, so I think we'll end this episode here before I just drone on about the free-for-all again and again and again. So, Star Wars competitor Nikki DiMilanto, where can they find you online?
Debatable. I'm on Twitter at Dimmy, DimmMMYYY.
As for me, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Drew DiMilanto, DimLanta. Listen to this on audio form, please follow the feed, rate us, please.
And if you're watching on YouTube, like, comment, and subscribe. Click the bell icon over there in the lower right hand corner
underneath the belt.
See when we do things on YouTube.
Thank you for joining. Wow. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Beyond the Schmodown. We'll see you next time.